This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let us turn to data, jobs data specifically. The October unemployment report comes out tomorrow. We learned this morning that 751,000 people lost their jobs last week and filed for unemployment for the first time, and that there are still eight-something months into this thing, 7.3 million people making continuing claims for aid. That is lower than in earlier reports, but still, Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
When he sees continuing unemployment claims decline, labor economist David Wixer at Stony Brook University says he would normally infer that people are finding jobs.
The problem in the recent data is that we've had people unemployed for quite a while, and the regular state benefits start to expire.
Each state runs its own unemployment system and determines eligibility and benefit amounts, but no state lets people stay on those benefits for more than 26 weeks. 26 weeks from the start of the shutdown in the middle of March was the middle of September. Andrew Stettner is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation.
If you've been out of work for 6 months, it's hard for you to find a job. So we do think a lot of those people are still unemployed. Some of them are going on to extended benefits, but they're not showing up in those state claims.
Which could be one reason state claims are continuing to go down. One of those extended benefits, the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, or PEUC, part of the CARES Act, provides 13 additional weeks of unemployment insurance once somebody has exhausted their state benefits. Another program called the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA, expands eligibility to unemployed workers who ordinarily wouldn't qualify for state benefits.
And that's gig workers, self-employed.
Eliza Forsyth teaches economics at the University of Illinois.
There's a whole lot of different people that are eligible through this PUA program that typically are just completely left out of the system.
People can be on PUA for up to 46 weeks in some states until the program's scheduled expiration at the end of the year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.